Welcome to the Mad Cow Show. Moo. Welcome to Bindi Hill as well. That's where we're broadcasting from this morning. Broadcasting. What a wanker. Yes, anyway. Distracted by people's vanity plates in this car park. Fascination with vanity plates. Like, what are they trying to say? Anyway, so, you know, sometimes it's obvious, but other times it's just, so I have a diagnosis of having bipolar, and I think I do. I've been on medication for bipolar for a while. The highest amount you can actually be on this particular drug called Lamotrigine. Anyway, it's for epilepsy and mood stabilization. But the doctor was telling me it's more for depressive symptoms rather than like the manic symptoms. And I don't think I'm really that depressed. I think I'm actually pretty good since I came off the meds. The endone, diazepam and alprazolam. Since I came off all of those, or otherwise known as endone, Valium and Xanax. I was on a ton of that. And when I came off it, did my mood get elevated? Oh boy. So recently I've started getting these thunderclap headaches, which feels like someone's whacked you at the back of the head, and it's really bad. And I'm not sure how long it lasts for, while time is irrelevant when you're in that much pain, honestly.
Things have been happening, and I've thought, I really ought to get on the podcast and have a chat about it. You know, people might be interested or even perhaps worried about how I'm going. And I just haven't felt like it, people. It's only that I'm waiting for, certainly that I'm waiting for my barista, Mr. Barista, to be ready to take my order for this morning. And yeah, I don't think I'll get coffee. I don't think that's a good idea with the headaches. Probably. Although I don't know if the caffeine's affecting it. It seems to be just exertion when I exert myself. Oh, how I set off these ones. And I feel very awkward saying this, but I suppose it's just stupid considering what this podcast used to be, the Ethical Sluts podcast. But yeah, anyway, if you're a loyal listener, this won't be a big deal to you, but I tried masturbating. I haven't really felt like it, but I felt like it the other day, and so I tried. And then when I went to orgasm, this thing happened, started happening. Like, I'm used to, but I was so desperate. I'm like, okay, I'll deal with a bit of a headache. But oh boy, did I not anticipate how bad it was going to be, or how it would go on for days. And it's another great attribute. Layered with sarcasm there. It's not great. I'm waking up with nightmares and hot sweats. So a combination of PTSD and menopause, I'd say, waking me up at least 3 times a night. And when I do wake up, at first I don't have a headache, and then soon afterwards, headache. When it was first really bad, I would wake up with the headache. That was not good. But pretty much anything can set me off. I was on a phone call to a friend who stressed me out a bit, and then I got headaches. I lifted up a saucepan, a heavy saucepan, and exerted myself that way, got headaches. And even being out now, since I'm not in the ice cold of my air conditioning, I can almost feel one on the horizon, but I don't know. I can't stay in my unit all the time. Protected from the elements and away from stresses, although yeah, that's not a thing, being away from stresses. I guess reducing the possibility, I don't know. But my plan is, here we go, I'll tell it to you since I can't really tell anybody else because they'll freak out, or maybe you'll freak out. So I'm currently on 200 milligrams of Lamotrigine that I'm taking in the evening, and I've gone through my pill box and I've split them all in half. so that I can start taking like definitely half a tablet, but then on top of that, just taking a bite out of the other half, because it's too hard to split up with a pill cutter accurately. So I'm going to go down to like 75% of the dose and see, just make sure I don't get depressed. If I start to get depressed, I know I need to go back up again. But I really do think that the lamotrigine is responsible for the headaches. Though the doctor thinks that it's the anti-psych meds that I'm on, the Effexor. I can't remember the long drug name, but it's, yeah, antipsychotic medication. And I think I need it because even though they, like, I reckon I do have bipolar, but I think I also have schizophrenia, like my sister. She's got both. Schizoaffective bipolar. So it's interesting I made it this far with my free-range brain. And at least at this age, I feel I've got more choice and autonomy. Whereas if I was doing this when I was younger, I think I'd just so easily get bullied into doing whatever they said. And I don't want to jump around with my meds. As much as I really like this doctor and I get good information out of him, I don't agree that I should come off the anti-psych meds and just go onto lithium instead. Because, like I said, I don't think it's the anti-psych meds that are, like, this hasn't, these headaches haven't started since the anti-psych meds. These headaches have started since I was on the lamotrigine. So it definitely, this is the worst. I think that the fact that it's hot and I haven't been hydrating enough and other stuff, I think that it all's like a clusterfuck. And I should have known, oh my goodness, I should have known not to try to orgasm. I could feel the headache coming. I was thinking maybe I could take you on a sneaky mission and you could just listen to me going in and talking to my barista. What do you reckon? Yeah. I'll stick you in my bra. Ooh. Don't get too saucy. Oh, okay. Climbing up Windy Hill. Oh, so, what else can I say to y'all while I'm... Is this filibustering? No. Vamping. That's it. Vamping. Vampity vamp vamp vamp. I suppose I could always, you know, cut this out. But generally, my favourite podcasts don't do a lot of editing. I mean, I don't think they do. Oh, yes. My barista has his little sign out and everything, so... Wacko the diddly-o. Oh, let's do a coffee test. What do you reckon? A latte? A weak latte? Yeah. The ice brew. Good morning, Ant. Oh, so busy already. Can I grab a weak latte? Thank you. Well, I hope that was exciting. Felipe is coming today. Woohoo! Oh, well, what a journey we have had since I last did the above recordings. Oh boy, people. Okay, so night before last, I was in the emergency room again, but this time for migraines. Shouldn't have tobacco anymore. When I eventually saw the doctor at 6:30 a.m. after being in there from... I don't remember. But I think I waited 9 hours or something for a doctor and in the emergency ward. And to paraphrase the doctor, unless you're vomiting from the migraine, don't bother coming in. I was very comfortable in the emergency room for being in an emergency room. I was really lucky because I was in so much pain when I came in, they took me seriously.
And the paramedic did the triage while I waited in the ambulance. And they got me a bed straight away in a room where I could manage the light better. But I think I looked too fine once the migraine had gone away, because I'm pretty sure something is making me more elevated and more risky in my mood. I think it might be because I'm starting to taper off the medication that's possibly contributed to the migraines. So while today I am going to go get a pre-lithium blood test, I gotta say, I'm not feeling very inclined. Did I mention in the earlier recordings, which I haven't gone back to listen to, sorry, Trudy and I have been in touch and we've been hanging out. Also, Jessica, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but someone has a crush on Karen. Everyone likes Karen better. I don't know. She is funny. And when I said someone, I don't actually know, because Jessica said it was Ashley. Jessica, can you clarify, please? Could you send in a voice message about Karen and about Ashley? And, you know, because we could, you know, throw back to the ethical slut day, since I don't think I can orgasm anymore safely. Can't safely orgasm without bringing on a migraine. Boo!
Thank you. So are you. So is Karen. I don't want to party with Karen. Ashley wants to party with Karen. At least that's the more politically correct female response, right?
Coming up next is a song that I did with the lovely Felipe. Oh, here's my cup of tea that I'm reheating. Ambient noise? Perhaps not. I can have caffeine, I think, when the migraine's happening, and then when I'm trying not to have triggers, then no caffeine. That's Dr. Google would suggest that would be a good plan. Anyway, back to the next segment. Segments. Does this mean I'm getting better? I don't know. All right. This song was inspired by a passage in the Bible and also the fact that I had a priest come to visit, Father Bruce. And that was fun. But I got inspired because I'd been reading the Bible and there's stuff about in Matthew, not sure where, but about how, spread the seeds widely over any kind of, you know, earth, and just let the wheat, paraphrasing the Bible probably terribly here, but like the wheat and the weeds all grow together and don't try to untangle them wherever they are, because something, I think, come judgment day, I don't think they said judgment day, but that idea, you know, when God judges, then God will separate the wheat from the weeds. Yeah, anyway, it's kind of like God, only that thing again, don't judge, because only God can judge. Once, you know, it's time and they're ready, then God will be able to separate the wheat from the weeds. So that's what this song is about. I hope you like it. And by the way, this is probably only the first or second run through that we did of the song, of me just... So what happens is I do this trick I learned from doing improvised theatre, where you just sing along to the musician, and usually it's like improvised words, but instead of improvising the words, I have them written down in a song, but I just sing the words, reading them on the page. And that's how I did the song Chocolate and Valium as well. My songwriting is fairly spontaneous. Oh, also... I started another song. Here we go. Here's a poem as well. Australian government, as an Australian citizen, I'm sick of your racist and classist shit. Stop the boats. Stop the bullshit. I say that scientifically. Nah, JK, I mean meanly. Regulate the international students. Regulate the drinking in the fucking parliament. Australian GVT, shame, 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 in the words of Darren Hinch. I don't
normally say in the words of Darren Hinch, but yeah, that's kind of this another work in progress. So I'll get Felipe to just play whatever, you know, we'll muck around with what I'm pretty much happy with whatever he comes up with, and then I just sing along. So that's why this is very much like I'm singing off key at parts, because I'm still finding the melody. I don't offend anyone who is into Jesus, because I try to sing Amen and I just cannot hit the right note. And so, yeah, it's a bit silly. Actually, it makes me laugh each time. I don't feel like I could release this version anywhere else but here because of this, but we are going to do it. We've been practicing along to the song, and yeah, at some point I'll do another recording with a good Amen. Hey, please, Jesus, help me make that happen. Amen. I want to say that she's making me do this. It's been a pleasure, treasure, having you listening to the Mad Cow podcast. Seriously? Yeah, seriously. And you keep personality? Fuck you. Fuck you all. And also, moo. Yes, moo. Moo, moo, moo. Okay? Moo. Move along.